Welcome to May 17th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate a nutty cleaning hack and a sweet substitution. More after the break.
Want to get the party started? Make the holiday cheer last all year. Pick up your own 2021 National Day printed calendar. It's filled with hundreds of reasons to celebrate every day. Visit our website, nationaldaycalendar.com/radio, to get a jump start on the fun.
Walnuts are a baking staple. When paired with apples or maple flavor, they are truly divine. Think maple walnut ice cream. But there's another use for walnuts that most people are unfamiliar with.
Cleaning jet engines. In this process known as abrasive cleaning, crushed up walnut shells are thrown into an idling engine as they pass through
the turbines. The shells rub off any debris that is built up on the blades. Sort of like using Comet to clean your tub. However, doing this too often can damage the blades, so it's not done very frequently. Celebrate National Walnut Day with a muffin or maybe some brownies, but leave the jet engine cleaning to a mechanic.
You know, I chuck my peanut shells on the floor because I think it has the same effect on my robotic vacuum cleaner.
Nope, I don't.
It absolutely does, yes.
That's what I thought too, John. I agree. I think it works, yeah. They say that necessity is the mother of invention, and in the case of Cherry Cobbler, that need was for a pudding. I'm talking about British settlers in the American colonies who were longing for a taste of their hometown favorite, suet pudding. The problem was a lack of ingredients and the rudimentary ovens which most people had in the New World. But this episode of Dessert Impossible had a very happy ending. Clever bakers opted for stewed cherries instead of suet, and when topped with biscuit dough, the substitutions were quite delicious. On National Cherry Cobbler Day, celebrate the ingenious results of making do with what you have on hand.
The Pilgrims left England because of suet pudding.
No kidding. No disrespect to our British friends, right?
Food freedom. That's what it's all about.
Food freedom.
Indeed. Well, tomorrow it's National Cheese Soufflé Day. We can all agree on that.
We always put a little ham in
them. Oh, nice.
Good idea. I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.